Morning, members. Welcome to the Rules and Administration Committee this morning. For May 19th, 2017, Representative Pugh, have you had a chance to look at the minutes?
I have, Mr. Chair, and I'll move the minutes from May 18th.
Representative Pugh moves the minutes from May 18th, 2017. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes are carried. Today, members, I move the calendar day for Sunday, May 21st, 2017. It's the author's intention to take the House language on this bill. Is there any discussion on the calendar? Representative Freiberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just wondering, is there some sort of, I think it's okay to talk about the other body and the committees and not so much on the floor. I'm just, if we're hearing this on Sunday, that doesn't leave a whole lot of time. Should there be a need for a conference committee or anything like that? I've heard there might be some discussions with the Senate about the bill. I'm just wondering about the status of it. If the author would be willing to talk about it.
Yes. Are you yielding to me to answer a question?
Sure.
Representative Fenton, yeah, go ahead.
Do we yield in committee?
It is my intent to take the Senate file language, but I am working with the stakeholders, including the Secretary of State's office, to come up with an agreement that's amenable to everybody once it passes our body.
Thank you, Representative Fenton. Representative O'Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Freiberg, if you remember the last meeting that we were at, I said I was really surprised that by your comment that there wasn't going to be an elections bill. What had happened is the Senate had actually reached out since they had passed their bill and asked if there's a way that we can find common ground, that we could receive strong bipartisan support and bicameral support, and that is what we were trying to attempt to do. And Sunday the 21st is the day that we're going to attempt that outcome. So I don't know if you have any other questions, but that is what we were looking at trying to do.
Representative Farber?
Okay.
Representative Murphy?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I was just a little confused between what you said and Representative Fenton said. So are we taking up the House language or the Senate language?
We will be taking up the House language, Representative Murphy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you,
House
Mr. Chair.
Yep. All right. Any further discussion on the calendar? Representative.
Mr. Chair, this isn't on the calendar, but I would like staff to do a reminder of what we can and can't do on Monday and up to what time we can and can't do it, if there are any can and can'ts.
Madam Chair, members, we can...
Mr. Murphy.
We can pass bills until midnight on Monday, the 22nd.
Mr. Chair, just for clarification, I believe he said midnight. So once midnight comes, we have to stop. We can't go till 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mr. McCormick.
Chair members, that's right. Unless the special session is called by the governor, we are done at midnight on Monday the 22nd.
Thank you.
Representative Polsky.
Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Freiberg.
And just because midnight can technically fall on 2 days, by midnight on Monday, you mean midnight following 11:59 p.m. on Monday? I'm kind of serious. I've heard there was I know there's some limitation on passing bills on the last day of session, but maybe that's only in the even year. Is that correct?
Representative Mr. McCormick.
Madam Chair, the last day of the biennium, last legislative day of the biennium, which either falls on when we've completed our full number of legislative days or on the Monday in May that will come next year, means that we cannot pass bills on that last day of the biennial session. But this is the first year of the biennial session, and in the first year of biennial session, we are constitutionally required to stop passing bills on midnight on Monday the 22nd.
Thank you, Mr. McCormick. Any further discussion on the calendar? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the calendar for May 21st, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Members, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for this amendment, for amendments to this bill is now in place. We are in recess.